All right, it is me, Bob Mitchell, in for Tommy Tucker, 6:17, 17 minutes after 6 o'clock. And right now we're going to talk to Steve Geller, the brand spanking new Saints sideline reporter. I was listening in, and I said, Steve, wow, that's been a long time coming, Steve.
Oh, man, thank you so much. And, yeah, it was a thrill to be in this position now. And, man, it was a whole different perspective to have on the sidelines of an NFL game, actually seeing the guys in action. You hear, you know, going from college to the pros, you hear the players saying the speed of the game. Yeah. Oh, yeah, much faster being down there on the field. And then just actually hearing really those bone-jarring hits, the crunching going on during the games. It's pretty intense. I had a great time and can't wait to be in the Dome Friday.
And I guess you have to be careful of getting run over by some of these guys, huh?
Oh, yeah, and there's what you call, I guess, the Yellow Brick Road on the sidelines. And
yeah,
that's the part that I am not allowed to cross on there where the coaches and players are. But I got to tell you, there was one point during the preseason game where I got a tapped on the back, turn around, it's Thomas Morstead, and he just sticks out his hand and says, hey, man, I just want to say congratulations. That meant so much to me, and it was completely awesome.
That is great. So any signings or cuts happened yesterday with the Saints?
The Saints, over the weekend, they did get rid of Devontae Harris after a two-penalty-filled preseason game, and he had been a guy, I guess you could say, that was struggling with this team. Kind of amazing that he was named the starter last year. Week one was a starting cornerback for this team the first two games, and then we saw Ken Crowley really take over in that position.
Mm-hmm.
He was put on waivers, and now the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have picked him up. So if he sticks with that team, the Saints are going to see him week one of the regular season in the Superdome. It'll be interesting to see the revenge factor of Devontae Harris now. They actually, the team brought in, it's going to be a bit confusing in the secondary. There's another Marcus Williams. This Marcus Williams is playing cornerback, though, has a little more experience, has been in the year, like I said, in the league a couple more years, spent some time with the Jets and the Texans. But, yeah, two Marcus Williams, one as a cornerback, one as a safety now. Should be fun for Zach and Deuce to make the calls on that.
Now, what is going on with Marcus Davenport, Cameron Meredith, and Tommy Lee Lewis? They really aren't – and the tight end, I'm going blank. Watson, is that his name?
Benjamin Watson's back at practice.
Okay.
Michael Homanawanui is one that he came back and then now hasn't been practicing. But, yeah, I know Marcus Davenport, I guess you would say, is the biggest negative, you could say, if you want to look right now at this team, because we know how much the team traded up to acquire him, hopefully being that pass-rushing answer. Still not practicing. Talking to a guy like Zach Strief, he was saying the team's being smart right now. They don't want to rush him back into action, but he is missing these reps with this team, so we don't know how much up to speed he's going to be ready for the regular season.
Is it a serious injury or a minor injury?
It's everyone's believed, it's perceived to be something that's not serious, but it's been since the first week of camp now that he hasn't been in action. So I would like to see him at least out there taking some reps, and right now there's just been nothing from him.
What about Meredith?
Meredith, they've talked about being cautious with him at practice because he's recovering from that serious ACL injury a year ago. Nothing to be worried about at all there. He's just getting along slowly, and the wide receiver, he has been practicing and did partake yesterday at least.
The Saints, do they take an approach in preseason that we need to win, or does it not matter one way or the other?
No, I was actually surprised to hear, Bob, that like the players have even talked about we want to go 22-0.
Mm-hmm.
The preseason games are definitely factored into that, and right now I guess you want to build that winning culture right now, and you can feel with the team that every game that they're out to take it home. I know this preseason matchup, it kind of looked like they were headed for a loss, and that fourth quarter comeback was really big, I think. It meant a lot to show that they're still tough enough and have the ability to come back even when the chips are down.
Well, one of the very old Saints coaches many, many years ago was Hank Stram, and he believed that you need to win preseason games because he said it gets you in the mode, it gets you in the habit of winning.
Yeah, absolutely. It becomes, like you said, a habit, a forming thing, and you know, you get used to that. I think that we've seen over the years the team really hasn't come you know, come to the forefront in the preseason, and that has kind of stunted them to start the regular season coming out the gate. Now, if maybe they can, you know, put that all together right now, they can start this season off fast, which is definitely going to be needed.
Gotcha. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, thank you.
Good luck. I'll be listening to you.
I'll see you tomorrow morning after.
That's right. I'll be here all week. That's great.
I'll be talking to you after Saints practice this morning, and then have off on Tuesday as they get ready for that preseason matchup Friday in the Superdome.
All right, bud. Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.